câu tiếng Kinh Thánh sổ.
Is our Govardhan holy place of Govardhan Purohit. Is our Govardhan Purohit and always is ready for us. Whenever we need him, without even asking for him, he comes himself. His father also. He had met Prabhupada. These are very old our relations with him. On the ending of this Praj festival, we honor him on your side.
Bhajan Rahasya
In Bhajan Rahasya
Karmasa
gradually for Agyat, those who haven't developed Ruchi yet. First of all, he has described Shraddha in the association of sadhus and Shraddha. And then thereafter, Guru Padashra, taking shelter of Gurudev, and Vishnambhai, Guru Seva, intimate service to Gurudev, Nishkapat, without duplicity. If some duplicity will remain, some hypocrisy, then don't understand Gurudev to be less hypocrite or clever. Gurudev is Bhagavan's disciple. Krishna is like this. However you will behave, he will respond. He will respond exactly in that manner. He gives a result in the same manner as you worship him. Remember, if you want to perform bhajan of Bhagavan, while you are performing bhajan of Bhagavan, if you desire wealth, what is that cloak? Nadhanam, nadhanam. If you come to Gurudev and have desire for this insignificant wealth, money, you will get a lot of wealth, but you will go away from the path of the supreme goal. That's why I'm repeating again and again, careful. Don't destroy your human life completely, without duplicity, without any cheating capacity in your heart. Serve Guru and Vaishnava, and you will achieve Bhagavan's seva also. Don't have any cheating propensity in your heart. Don't have any other desire in your heart. Just Guru and Bhagavan's seva. Thereafter, after Shraddha, he described Nishtha.
And
for those Jatrati sadhaks, along with Nam Sankirtan, Nishant Leela, past times remembering those who want to perform Hari Bhajan, his chanting. In the Dvitiya Yam, in the second part, Nishtha, you should perform your bhajan with Nishtha. Before, you must concentrate, even if you have to. You should try to absorb your mind in Hari Bhajan.
And
who has Jatrati, in the second jhana is described, in the morning, you should chant, remember, meditate on the past tense corresponding to those times and chant. Then Anarthanivritti. And gradually, like this, you should proceed further. When Anarthanivritti is complete, your heart will become purified, then your sister there. In the fifth stage means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shikshastra. Ainanatanayakankaram. At the time of Anarthanivritti, when it is complete, then your heart becomes purified, performing your bhajan, serving Guru, automatically you will have Siddhadev manifest in your heart. Gurudev will help you in. And then, by this Siddhadev, you will perform your bhajan. So who do not want to proceed in this sequence, who want the Siddhadev right in the beginning, thinking themselves to be gopi, trying to perform bhajan of Bhagavan, they will definitely fall down from the spiritual path. Careful, beware. Thereafter, like this, for Ajatruchi, Ruchi, Bhav, and Jatrati, the morning pastimes, the day pastimes, afternoon pastimes, evening pastimes, Radosh Leela, and all these pastimes, one should meditate on and perform his bhajan. Then also it is described. The gopis are describing the fortune of the deers, the doors, superior to the cows. There are Gradually they are proceeding further. Puna Kulinda, the Aboriginal girls. The Pulindi girls of the forest, their fortune. The Kumkum from Krishna's. The Krishna's feet, they smear on their face, on their bodies. Who is saying all this? Which gopi is describing all this? Radhika herself. This very Kumkum, which is from her chest, on the soles of Krishna, when it came to the blades of God, Pulindi girls come. They are describing this, and then it is described, Sakyaras. Brahma Sukhanubhuti, who are absorbed in the meditation of Brahma, they cannot even meditate for a fraction of a second on the feet of the Supreme Personality of God. Those Sakhas are playing with that Lord Himself. Sometimes they are wrestling, sometimes even they defeat Him. I will touch him. And then it is described, superior to this, Vatsalyaras. What was that? Oh, Nanda Baba, what kind of austerities has he performed? He is having Krishna in his lap and playing with him. I am not honoring Krishna, I am honoring Nanda Baba. In whose courtyard he is saying, I am honoring him, I offer my respects to him. Yashodaji, even more fortunate than Nanda Baba. She, in taking him in her lap, she feeds him her breast milk. His breast milk. Krishna also becomes the child of the cows. Their cows are also so fortunate. Gopis have so much pain towards Krishna. Krishna says, I cannot become free of your debt. Maybe because of your good nature, sadhu nature, you may excuse me of this debt, but still I remain indebted to you. And amongst all these, also, now Bhaktivinoda Thakur is further describing, amongst these gopis also, the most worshipable for all, Srimati Radhika ji, Mahabhav Sarupa, personified Mahabhav, Madanakya and other Bhav. With these emotions, she fulfills the desires of Krishna. Without her, Krishna is incomplete. That is why he heard. Translation. That is
We should perform this also in regards to the Guru.
If one is successful and desires well, he will keep the word as well, but he will be cheated from spiritual life. Then one should always serve to remember the Vice Chancellor without any duplicity. And then automatically, one will become engaged in the service of Allah. So for the Ajah Ruchi Tala, after the achievement of Strata, then comes Nishta, or peace determination. In his Bhagavad-gita, Bhagavad Thakur has also given the sequence for remembrance of the Eightfold Pastimes of Sri Krishna, or the Asa Kali Lila. That devotee is called a Jasadati Sada, or a devotee whose Bhagavad Bhakti has awoken. That devotee will also have a sequence of remembering from Nisan Lila, Prashkala Lila, Purvana Lila, etc. Therefore, second yam, or the second division for the Ajati Ruchi Sarang has been given here as Nishta. That means by force one should engage the mind and intelligence in hearing, chanting, and remembering Sri Krishna. And for the Jatu Rati Sarang, that Sarang and Humbab has awoken, in the second yam, they will remember the Prashkalila of Krishna. The third yam, for the Ajati Rati Sarang, Rati Sarang is another degree for the cessation of unwanted desire. And after Anandas have been completely removed from the heart, and the heart is pure, then automatically one will realize one's Sita Deha, or eternally conceived spiritual identity. In the fifth verse, I remember the Nujaka, he said, I'm happy to come along with something along with all. And here is given one's identity, one's spiritual Deha, Sita Deha will be realized. At that time, the devotee will first realize, and Guru will give some assistance at that time. Then for those who do not perform bhajan according to the sequence of first removing anandas, then realizing what need they have, but actually try for the opposite. They first try what need that they have, or the objective of the spiritual body, before the removal of anandas, the result is they will completely fall down to spiritual life. In this paper, therefore, for both Ajata Rishi Sarang and Jata Rishi Sarang, the sequence of attainment has been given. Therefore, we are also hearing the glory of the not moving and non moving entities of Govardhan. The Gopis have said, Dajan Sapo with the Bhagavad Gita, having the Aita. Just be the glory of the Pulishya, the Mantra of Krishna. But the Pulishya, the Loka, Abhishek, the Mantarang, of Govardhan, they are even more fortunate than the animals. Who is glorified in Paliti? Srimati Radhika. She is glorified in Paliti. But she has forgotten that that puja, that kumkum which the Pulishis are running on their body, that is her puja, that is coming from her body. So, but even more fortunate than the Paliti are those who are Christian Sankhya, or the Guru of Friendship. Oh, how fortunate we have our boys. Yogi can only fix their mind on the feet of Sri Krishna. The Vikala boys are directly playing with him. Sometimes they defeat him in wrestling. And they run towards Krishna. How cool, Rama. How cool, Rama. I will touch him first. I will touch him first. But even more fortunate than those in Sakura are those in Vatsalira, like Sri Nanda and Yasoda. Nothing can grow from a man, so any man Mahadaya. It's all about Mahabhaga, Mahoya, and Sama Mari. Oh, what austerity can Nanda Baba perform that he can take Sri Krishna on his lap? Devotee Maham Nanda Baba Day, the answer to the point. I worship that Nanda Baba because the Supreme Master of Truth is glowing in his Gorgia. But even more questions than Sri Nanda Baba, keep your Sona Devi. Because she takes Sri Krishna not only on her lap, but she also sees him breast milk. Yet for not only mothers, not only Yasoda, but the cows and the neighbors, all serve Krishna, the Lord of Matsabhira, all the like others and mothers of Krishna. But even greater than these, the devotees of Matsabhira are the gopis. Sri Krishna himself admitted in Rasila, not Mari and the next of Pandagam, but for the Krishna, the Lord of Matsabhira. Although we that cannot repay, you should simply be satisfied with your own sadhuta, or sensory qualities. Therefore, Krishna admitted he cannot repay the debt he owes to the gopis. And the moment of this, he must eradicate the topmost. Because she is Mahabhasuru. She is considered to be. Even Krishna said, even if you, by your spending qualities, free me from that debt that I owe you, still I will be indebted to you. There also God be his money landing with the best because she is Mahabhasuru. And she only fulfills all the desires of Sri Krishna. There is Anarada Radha, Prabhupada Menu, Anasya Tatpuri Dhamma, Masoda Kim, Anasya Tatpuri Dhamma. Therefore, you see, Krishna is quite careful and says, demonstrate people cannot achieve the feet of Krishna, those who are Radha Radha, those who do not worship the Radhika, Anasuka Tatsuri Dhabu, but those who do not take shelter of Sipin Dhabu, which is advanced by your footprints, and those who are some lost in Tatsuri Dhabu, those who do not talk with Chimani Radhika, the devotees, who are very great, and who do not sound like the Lord of Savara. Then how can you take part in? राधा जी के तीन चार कमलों की सेवा आवश्यक है.
इट इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट टू सर्व द डस्ट ऑफ द लोटस फीट ऑफ राधा जी. दैट्स व्हाई स्प्रेड देयर wherever those who do not worship the dust of the lotus feet of Radhaji. Krishna's Haladini Shakti
Shri
Radhika's lotus feet dust is everywhere and brush. If they do not take shelter of this place, and those who know the tattva of Srimati Radhika, the rustic Vaishnavas, those who do not take his shelter, they can never achieve the prem of Radha Krishna. They how can they take bath in the ocean of Rush Sri Krishna? That's why the service of Prabhupada Krishna's lotus feet is our ultimate aim and goal. That is why it is said, I am only worshipping Radha Ji's lotus feet. I am meditating on the beautiful three pastimes of Radha Ji, meditating on Radha Ji.
And
the lotus eyes, Radharani, who is serving Krishna always, always chants his name. Hey Radhike, I have no other way. This is the ultimate aim and goal of one's life. I am yours. Only yours. If you will not be merciful, then there is no use to maintain my life. That is why he said here, Adda is the acharya of Ujjwal, Unnat Ujjwal Ras. Shringarati is the acharya. She is the guru of Krishna also in this matter. She can. Singing and dancing is taught by Radhika. She makes him drink the rasa. Those who have taken the lotus feet of Balaji in their heart, just like the click of the finger, Krishna will come. Without the mercy of Balaji, you cannot attain Krishna. Radhika ji is much, much superior, much higher. Even if you serve the dasis of Radhika ji, that is why in this Kartik month of ours, whatever you have heard, take them in your heart when you leave this place. Remember, this is the only ultimate aim of our life. We do not want anything other than Radha Dasi. But start from Upadeshamrit. Start from bottom. Unless and until anarsha is there, Radha Ji's bhajan, you will not be able to perform. Unless and until you perform intimate service to Gurudev, then also your heart will not be purified. Anarshas cannot be removed. That is why make your mind steady, remembering all these pastimes in your heart. Go back to your home. Don't return empty handed. Take all this sarika from you. Your life will become effulgent, pure. And praying to Radhika ji, Krishna, that your life will become successful. Saying this, go back, take all these things. One more thing. You have come here from many distant places. You are all very gentlemen, very rich, aristocratic people have also come. They have not walked maybe in their life. And now in this Govardhan Parikram and all these Parikrams, you are walking barefoot. While walking, you have all facilities in your homes. Nothing of those facilities available here. You must have had so much trouble. But this trouble has been given for your benefit. So some troubles you had, you should forget them. You will say to everybody, it was so nice everything. So nice arrangement, eating, sleeping, everything, all arrangements were there. And you also come next time when we go for Parikram and see how wonderful it is everything. And very soon, everybody, this joy, we will enjoy in Navadvip also very soon. That dham, it is even superior and more merciful than Braj dham. We will go to that place and perform our Parikram and achieve Gurudev's mercy. Only by His mercy we will achieve Radha Ji's mercy. That's it.
The service of the Brother Sri Srimati Radhika is definitely necessary for us. He is our ultimate goal. Therefore, Sri Srimati Thakur has said, those who do not worship the Buddha Srimati Radhika, the Sri Krishna Bhagini Shakti, those who do not take shelter of her down before the Lord, which is Sri Vajramanto, and those who do not take shelter of her down, they can never be devotee. Then Jesus Shams in the Rasa Samagana. Then how they can take God in Shama Sindhu for the ocean of Shamra, which is Srimati Radhika herself. Therefore, those who do not take shelter of these three things, they are most unfortunate and wretched. Therefore, the service of Srimati Radhika is our ultimate goal or priority. Therefore, the devotee must pray to Bhajam Sagam, Aravita Nexam, Smarami Radham, Madhuram Sitacham, Radhami Radham, Radham Radham, Radhama Nagyam, Oh, I always serve a lot of sweet, the devotee is praying. I always remember her sweet Leela. And I only think of that bona fide Radhika who is always engaged in service to the Krishna. Thus, I chant her name and always remember her. O Ramani, except for you, I have no other goal. Devaiva, please, Devaiva. O Radhika, I am yours. I am yours. If I cannot achieve your mercy, then my life is useless. Because she is Radhika, Uchwala Ram Sena Chandra. She is the guru of the spiritual master of Uchwam Ram. Therefore, she teaches Krishna the intimacies of Uchwam Ram. Not only that, she is also Krishna's guru in terms of medicine, things, everything. Therefore, those persons who teach the feet of Srimati Radhika, in their hearts, they may easily achieve the feet of Krishna. But rather than being known Krishna, than being known. Without the feet of Srimati Radhika, no one can achieve Krishna. What to speak of the feet of Srimati Radhika, Radhika does the sabha of Nayavani. Even what those persons who keep the feet of Radharani and servants in their hearts, they also achieve Krishna. Therefore, in Kartik, we have heard so much Harikatha. We should keep this, especially our ultimate goal, in our hearts, very carefully. Except for the servants of Srimati Radhika, we have no other desire. On how to achieve this service, we begin from Sri Rupa Goswami's Upadesha Prita. We should understand clearly, without Anandana Prita, there is never any question of performing Radharani's bhajan. Therefore, do not return to your home empty-handed. Therefore, Buddha said he is trying to seek Mahaprabhu, Shiraz, Radha Krishna, that they can bless us with our lives and be successful. And Buddha said, so many of you have experienced very difficulty. You have come from very wealthy places, wealthy homes, and you have traveled a great distance to come here, and for 1 month with bare feet, you have performed the parikrama of Vrindavan. Even though everything, all the true facilities are available in your home, still, you have experienced great difficulty. But we should always remember that this difficulty that we have undergone is for our own benefit. Then when you return to your home, you should forget any trouble that you have experienced here. And you should tell your friends and other devotees, oh, Pranikram was not excellent. There was no trouble whatsoever. And with the same enthusiasm, also transport another week Pranikram in March, beginning March 16th, next year. Because Navadvipa Dham is even more merciful than this Vrindavan Dham. And by the mercy of Srimad Mahaprabhu, one can easily achieve the service of Srimati Radhika.
Some devotees are requesting for initiation, which takes place 9 a.m. by the help of Dimakriya Dhamu and Girdhari Dhamu. और भक्त लोग शिक्षा के लोग किया है जो देना वाले होगा और जो हर तक के पहले भी मेरे बैठी पत्नी के महाराष्ट्र महाराज आप करते हैं आज के हमारे वर्ष मास्टर जी हमारे रामने चले जाए आपका तरह अनुरोध अपना प्रसाद पार कर आज सकल विदाई ग्रहण कर लें क्या नाम And we have arranged some buses for go to Vrindavan about 2:30 p.m. Whoever wants to go by bus to Vrindavan, please raise your hand. According to the number, we can arrange buses. That it works. What are you going to sit on your way? I'm not going to be here.
Nothing will be returning, Vrindavan. Yes, that's fine. Individually, I think. 10 o'clock, yes. There will be no breakfast. Breakfast will be now. After that, 10 o'clock, Yagya. Let's stop. Initiation in this room. Initiation of
Internet. Pandava Pranam, that will end our webcast for today. Thank you for joining us all through Kartik. We'll be broadcasting live from Srila Gurudev's different festivals in Delhi, Bangalore, to New Zealand, and Vyas Puja in Australia, so please join us. We'll have high quality videos of Kartik online in a couple of weeks and high quality MP3 files. Also, we're uploading in the next couple of days ecstatic movies of Srila Gurudev's Parikrama from 1996 Navadvip Festival. If you have any questions, if you have any nectar you've hidden away, movies, lectures, MP3 files, cassette tapes, please send them to us so we can share them with all the devotees.
I only have something
for Adam. Jai, Radhe, Jai Gurudev, Jai Prabhupada, Jati, Ki Jai, Guru Parampara, Ki Jai, Srila Bhakti Vrindavan Keshava Swami, Ki Jai, Srila Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Thakur, Ki Jai. Aibo. Aibo,
much Guru has felt. So we should try to have a bona fide Guru that he may not fall and we will have not to be in so much sufferings and problems. If Guru falls, then so much big problem, we cannot attend Krishna. So from Gurudev and Vaishnavas, everything comes. This is the mercy of Krishna, if we want. But you will have to go first in Vaishnava Association, Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra. So Sadhu Sangha is more important than Krishna mercy also. If Krishna has no mercy upon us, but if the bona fide Vaishnava wants that Krishna should be merciful to that Krishna is bound to be merciful. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, jasya prasadan nagati kutopi, then one plus a jasastri sandham, bande guroshi chara. So we should know all these things. I want to tell about something about Chaitanya Chaitram. So I am beginning, but you should know that how to do pranam to Gurudev. Don't do pranam to Gurudev by sight. If there is a space, well, if there is no space, there is nothing to tell. But if there is space, you can do Guru pranam from
front
side. And for deities, for Tulasi, we should do pranam, keeping them in
left
side. Also it is a fact that if Krishna is there and Guruji also is standing there or sitting, we should do first pranam to Gurudev and then to deities. By doing so, Krishna will be happy. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu were there, and someone came there, and he did pranam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first. Then Mahaprabhu was not happy. He told that, "You have done wrong. You'll have to go first to Nityananda Prabhu, he is Guru, he is Baldev Prabhu, and then to me."